Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Tazayin. Shimshon's wife, Lila, is trying to get out of him why he has a strength, and like this she could tell the plishtim and she could get the money that they made up. And if she's going to tell them why he has the strength, they were going to pay her a lot of money. And we explained that Lila, she had good intentions here, because you see the Mesiras Nefesh that she had when she married him wasn't Pashut. She was marrying someone, a Nedif, a Jew. She was Megaya Nath, but like upon him, she was a Megaya, the Shez, where she comes from. But, and she was Mesiras Nefesh, but still, Mesiras Nefesh that she knew that her husband was looking to get, that they were looking to kill her husband. And still she married him, that means because she saw the true good in him, that she was okay with marrying him. And over here, all of a sudden, it turns over, about face, that all of a sudden she's ready to give him over to kill him.
They said that they won't kill him.
We explained that she had a cheshbon over here. The cheshbon was that he was getting older already, he was losing his kaychas mistama. He's ready, we said the cheshbon that he was probably 60 years old already. And she felt that the only way for him to live along with the plishtim is only if I can't. She tells him the strength, and then the attacker won't kill him. And they'll leave him alive, but he doesn't have a strength. So that's why she felt it was a good cheshbon. Really, it was a krumah cheshbon, obviously. You can't go ahead and take away your husband's kayach and just decide on your own what's good for your husband. So the pasuk says, she tried already once, twice. Where's the kayach? Three times where she tried. And he always fooled her. So he could tzikaloi bidvareh. When she pressed him with words, kala yamim, throughout the days, that means a full day, the whole day she was hacking him in cup. Tell me where your strength is. But I'll tell you. And she, whatever, determined him, she got him. But tikza nafshe lamus. And it was tikza nafshe lamus. What does that mean? So let's first understand, what does it mean, tzika loy bedvareh? She went mafat to him. She started talking into him. Where do we see such a musik? By Adam and Chava. Chava came along, and they knew that, both of them knew that they're not supposed to eat. And they said, they knew it was told but to both of them by the Ben Shalem. And still, Chava, it says over there in Pasuk, Yishamata lekoil ishtecha. I mean, she wasn't a vata. Her coil was constantly in his ears. She kept on repeating and repeating and repeating till she knew she was going to win. So that's exactly where she learned this from, this midah of a wife to go ahead and destroy the husband completely by just talking the husband into something and not giving up. The Medrash says, Rabbanan Amir Eschila miyaleles olav bekoila. Hado d'chsiv la'odam omar ki shamata l'dibbe eshtecha enksiv kana l'koila eshtecha. What's the koila? L'koila means constant, the koil was a kilo in his ears, ringing in his ears. She would constantly keep on telling him, and then she knew she'll win him over. Now, you see this musig, that's what she did. It's tzika loy bedvareh. Now, you can't think of Mishalom yourself, because most of us, all of us, don't have, as much as you think that, you know, your wife's not trying to bring you a lara most of the time. It's not like you're going to start diminishing, oh, maybe my wife's talking me into Chas v'Shalom. Yeah? That's not the case. Right, every time you're going to think that, oh, this is it. It's not true. Here, there's mizunder cases that the wife, you have it by Chava again. Chava was in a high madrig. You can't be madama to Lila, but you see the message is being madama something. That shemata l'kader shtacha. Sometimes you do have to put your foot down and they don't see the richtig cook, and you have to explain it to them in a harsh way, because if not, look what happened to Shimshon. This was the beginning of his downfall. Now, you see such a musik that a person melts. Where do you see this musik? You see, even, I'm saying, here you see Shimshon Lamaisa, he gave in, and really even Lila was the one that was giving in, like we said. Lila also came from Cheshivas. Because you see this musik, the Parai. Parai, you know, people don't know this about Parai, which is very good to mention, but, you know, when they came over to him, the Mitzrayim came over to him originally, and they said, let's destroy Klal Yisrael. And he said, B'shem Efesh, you forgot what happened to Avimelech, you forgot what happened to Yosef, saved the whole Mitzrayim. Totally forgot. And they pushed him for 3 months, they and they said, we're going to take away the Melucha. And he said, no problem, take away the melucha. And they took it away. And he was ice king. And 3 months later, he decided, you know what? Forget nish gut, nish dizat, nish dizat. He said, you know what? He's going to come back. And he became king. And then he became so stark that it was always, that he was the one that stopped Klal Yisrael from leaving. So you see this musig that in the beginning, you don't give him a degan to stark, and then you take such a roundabout face and you mamish the other way. And that's what happened over here, that she, in the beginning, they told her, they'll give her a few dollars. So she figured, you know what, let me take him into my husband. And then she got so stuck, she wouldn't leave him alone. So it's a must ask for all of us. Sometimes you think, okay, big deal, I'll start off like that. I don't really hold like that. But you don't realize that the hashkafa has such an hashpah on you, that the tumah, the such an achah, such an hashpah, is going to keep on fighting you. Now, v'tikza nafshe lamus. He lost his whole cheshek to live. She kept on hacking him a cup. He lost his cheshek to live. What's the pshat? He pasha went into mashber. You know what a mashber means? It's a Hebrew word. Huh? Depression. Yeah, that's what I'm at. Hard to say this about Shimshin. Again, we're talking about gadlish, abagadlish, abagadlish. We can't even be masing a mashu. But what's the pshat? Because Shimshin had meir the geshifis. Shimshin's life was given over to be a nazir. Why was it? Because he was Kedusha. And Madam to Davin the Melech, Madam to Mashiach, everything. Shimshin had that kayach. That's what his mission in life was. The kayach agvura of Kedusha. It means he was epitome of Kedusha. It wasn't Stam that he was a Nazir. A Nazir is Kedusha. It was a Nazir that, you know, there's two types of Nazirs. Everyone knows the famous Gemara. A Nazir, Davtes. That he wasn't going to eat from any carbon Nazirs, but for this person, because he was Mekadosh HaNazir, because he saw himself at the time, so Nazirs, Shimshon had the highest level of Kedusha Shaykh. Mufka from precious everything, Yayin, everything, right? Mufka from taking a haircut, everything. And his mission in life was to win over the Plishtim, and like we explained so many times, how his mission came about, and he was going to do different than every other Shaifet, and that was his mission in life, and now everything came crashing down. It was Pasha that Tiksa Nafshe Lamas. He got Tanimis from living because he realized that he fell. He became connected to his Taiva. He realized what the whole marriage of Lila was, his whole mistake was, and therefore he lost the whole Yetzahar. That means like this. The Yetzahar comes to that person and he makes believe he's your best friend. He gives you such Ava to do a Taiva, whatever you can think of. And he's your best friend. The next day, he comes and stabs you in the back. So he was your best friend because he got you. How is your best friend? He got you to do whatever you wanted. Right? Maybe it took him time, but Maisi, he won you over. Right? He got you to get upset. And you decided this time you're coming home. You're not getting upset. 2 minutes later, he got you so worked out for who knows what. You know what I mean? Supper wasn't ready, and boom! Right? You lost yourself. You really were trying to be a better person. You lost yourself, right? And now, see, he won you over. He loves you. He got you in his web. And the next day, he stabs you right in the back. Chabad Sofavos talks about this. He says, Ben Adam Yoy Lechaladas. A person has to realize, Ki Asayne HaGadol Sheyeshecha Ba'olam. Your biggest enemy is Uyitzecha, Nimsecha, Bekeicha, Isnafshecha, Ha'mu'ur V'mezek V'chacha, V'mishtatev Imach. He's mishtatev with you. Let's say you go ahead and you decide tonight you want to go to sleep early, tomorrow you want to have a good day, right? And he chaps you on something online, right? And you could spend 2 hours on it, right? And you're totally like, you're oblivious. What just happened there? It was such a good time, it was such a good thing to watch, and right? Whatever. And then all of a sudden, you're all tired. The next morning you have a horrible day because obviously you're tired. Everyone thinks kids get kvetchy, the oldest get even kvetchy, right? The tired you are, and you had a miserable day. Why? Because he chapped you the day before, and he made you so. The next day you're miserable. So why? Because he got you on something which he loves you. He got you. He got you for tayvet over something. Right? Obviously, he loves you because he got you so good, and he totally made you miserable. That's his whole matar. So that's what the Yetzer does over here, and that's what we're learning out from Shimshon. The Chenim HaMedamin is to Shimshon. That is the Derech of the Yetzer. He got this Blila. He thought he was going to be Mekayev for all the good to Zachen. And look what happened. She brought him into Tivus and he gave him his whole Nazirs. Okay, so what happens? Now it's easy to talk about this and make fun of it and this and that. Well, he chaps us every single day, the Yetzer. He says, our pickle, he chaps us every single day, right? Gishmaka Loshanah, Gishmaka Taiva, Gishmaka Riyah, Surah, everything. We know beforehand we start the day, we know today that it's Asa, and in the middle of the day, we lost control of ourselves. Okay? But the more you talk about it, the more you'll get to it. Vayagid lo, when she tells him it's called Levi. Vayagid lo, sorry, he tells her, it's called Levi, everything that's on his heart, Vayayimel lo. And he tell Vayayimel lo, Mayre lo, Allah al Reishi. A razor never went over my head, never touched my head. Kinazir le kim animi, beten imi. From when I was born, from my mother's womb. Already I'm a Nazir. Nazir, that's not a Nazir. Nazir le kim. I'm a Nazir to Rebbeinu Shlom. I had good intentions to the Nazirs. Rebbeinu Shlom told me to become a Nazir. Im gilachti, if I took a haircut, v'sa mimeni kaychi, that would take away my kaychis. V'chalisi v'yisi k'chal adam, I'll become weak like every other person. So here's where he told her the secret. Now, here, she understands that he's saying the truth. Well, how does she know? This is the fourth time already. How does she know now he's saying the truth? Firstly, because he says, Kinazi Aleikim. He puts in Hashem's name. Once you put in Hashem's name, you see that she saw the truth in him. That's where I'm at. But Akaponim, let's try to understand this Bechlau. What does strength have to do with Cyrus? Here has to do with strength. What's Epis? What's Taka the Pshat? So Pashi says, Taka not the Cyrus, the Nazir is the Kedusha. That's where the Kedusha was Chava. What's the Pshat? So the Ishbitzah explains in the Sefer Me'ah Shiluach. We didn't go. Where is it? Okay. So he says, Indian Kedusha Salavian. Shahaya Ba'avoya Sa. Writes like this. He writes in Pashat Ba'alaitzcha. He says the Kedushas Alavim Shayvavara Sa Ubenazik Siv Gadel Para Sa'ar Raishi. He says we have a steer in Sa. We have one place, and Nazir should leave a Sa. Nazir's Kedusha. And it should leave a Sa. Where do you have not? Kadashir leaves a Sa. Where do you have not? Where do you have Faket? Levim, they're machanim themselves, they're retired themselves. That the constant cut the hair, the kayim constantly, right? So how could that be? Is Sa something which is good? Here is something which is good, or something which is not.
When Nazir finishes his hair, he has to cut his hair.
Cut it off. Shasta Kedusha. You see, oh, you mean Faket, you mean you're right, yeah. Well, maybe then he loses Kedusha back upon him. So this is his theory, this is the Ishbitzah's theory in what is Sa'ah. And he says like this. He brings from the Zohar HaKadosh that Sa'ah is Mayal Kas. Sa'ah is Kas. He brings a Ramah and Taurus Eila says, Ribi Asayas Mayim al Inyan Achema Varkas. Where does he see this? He says, he brings a Medrash. The Ramah brings a Medrash. Tanchuma Bavayigash, we know this Medrash. When Yehuda was Kayas, Amdule Bein Sayas Ayale Aliba. They stood up straight. The Sayas stood up straight. So you see that Sayas has to do with Kas. The Teva is, he says, someone that's born with Ribi Sayas, that brings him to Kas. How do you know that? Esau. Yeah, Esau was born with Kulay Sa, so it brings him to Kas. So he says, so Kas is Midas HaGvura. And he says the Tchuna is that the only way really to stop a Taiva is through Kas. You start thinking about something and you start getting a Taiva into something. Something that you're not allowed to become Bal Taiva to, right? And all of a sudden, how do you win it over? It's not Shaykh, it's winning you, the Yetzer is going, it's kriching in the Nevin, right? How do you win it over? Only through Kas, you get out of here, right? Sometimes you punch up to talk to the Yetzer. All right, you might give him sugar, right? And then automatically you chap and you realize, hey, it's not the Yetzer. Sometimes you just get lost in it and you can't wake yourself up. So you have to use that Kas. So Kas is sometimes a very good meter, right? Sometimes something is in your way and this and that. The only way to break it is with Kas. So that's what Zakhti Ishmael said. That's how a Madama cast. That's why we use Sa'ar. Sa'ar has in it Spitz Kedusha. You're supposed to be mirachik yourself from cast as much as you can. But when it comes to the Yetzer, the only way to fight him, to truly fight him, is talk into him and break him up. Be bekayas on him. And then you realize how terrible it is, how this Kayach HaTum is terrible. So that's how he's Madama cast to Sa'ar. So Mela, when you have a Taiva, the only way to break it is with kasa. Therefore, Shimshon had this nazirus of kedusha. The taka he had this midas akas, but he didn't use it over here. He should have broken tlila apart, and there he got weak where it was supposed to stay strong. So that's what he goes on to this this midas akas, the sa which controls the midas akas. He's supposed to use it when the, so therefore, fakad, if someone goes ahead and has long hair where he's not supposed to have long hair, right in front of his head, he has nichlis blurus. What's that? That's gaya. What's the pshat? That means he's using his sa'ah where he's not supposed to be using it. His sa'ah is not meant to be with that's why the Gedalim Amal, they were, you see the difference between Chassidus and the Litvish over here a little bit, but Akapanim, but they were against having long hair. I don't mean what we have. I'm talking about for real. Why? Because over there, fakad, you're taking your taiva and putting it into a place where it's not meant to be. Fakat, if you're becoming like a nazir, okay. So if you're on that madrega, yeah, we're not on that madrega. So a person goes ahead and fakat and uses the sa, which the sa the Zohar Kaddish is writing, is mayal kas and gaiva and taiva. So therefore, a person has to realize what the problem is by doing that. Okay. So vateya dlila kihigila is called libay. So dlila saw over here something different. It wasn't stam that he said dvar ba'alma. She saw that he said kol libay, everything that's in his heart. She won him over completely. She won him over. Come on, Saita says, Amar Abchanan, Amar Av, of Tessam and Beis, Nikar and Dibre Emes. It's nikka when a person's saying the truth. Abay Amar, Yodabay Ba'isa Tzadik, Le'mapik Shem Shemayim Vatol, like I told you. He said, Nazir Lekim, that's how Abay says, that's how she knew he was saying the truth. Kivan the Amar Nazir Lekim, Amar Hashta, Vadai Kushtika Amar, now he's zecha saying to Amos. So that means even the Isha Tmeya like Dlila knew when the tzaddik was saying to Amos. When he saw Elikim. Kigulas Kaliva Tishlach Vatikra the Sarnei Plishtim. And now she went ahead and called the Sarnei Plishtim, the Sarim that we spoke about last week. These high ministers in the Plishtim Lema. Alu Apam. Come right now, Kihigidli. It says the word is really law. That's where it comes from. Yeah. The Ben Shalom, that's called Levi. Told me everything that's on his heart. But all the way la, Sane Plishtim, Vayalo Akesa Vayadim. The first thing they did, they gave her the money. They knew it's not going to continue if they don't give her the money. Now she went ahead and she's giving up her husband somewhat. So she knew that they knew that they understood that the only way to continue is her money. And we said last week, the Svam Akdeshim, right? The biggest taiva today is taiva samaman. That disturbs everyone the most. Taiva samaman gets you down to the lowest level. Then you become the biggest balgaiva. You think you have a couple of dollars, can sal zogin. Everyone has to run around you. And that's why the taiva samaman is the worst taiva out there. So he's shriving the Svam HaKadosh. Rather, the person needs money to live, but to understand that he just wants more without a cheshbon, as much as, like we said, he wants to give tzedakah.
But that's this true even like a few hundred years ago, or is it like a new thing in America?
No, this is true since my gracious. We might have it a lot more because we have more competition. We look at the friend and we think he's matzliach. We're all excited.
More freedom.
We think that it's more freedom. It's the biggest. And then they think they can run their shivas and this and that. They can do whatever they want and say whatever they want and make everyone. The Rosh Meisters come very wealthy. I haven't found such a person yet. I'll be honest. Rosh Meister that becomes very wealthy. Well, the ones that don't, but they don't pay. They get it for free and they don't pay.
Let's say I want to break the speed,
that's all there is. If you're ready by learning, 12 hours a day?
12 hours.
What else?
It's 24 hours in a day.
So what do you mean you go by? So, what?
How do you break the smidah? That's the shalom.
How do you break the smidah of Tavis Amaman?
If you're working all day.
No, because... One second. I'm not talking about stam, a guy who wants to have money to live to live comfortable, his wife can have cleaning help, and he can have a decent car. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when a guy goes extravagant. It goes completely... his money took him over completely. And everyone knows that by building yourself an apartment building, you're not going to get, you're not helping not yourself and not your children, right? It's so posh, right? So if you go ahead and that's where it got you, then you know everything was wrong. But if you live a normal lifestyle and you're giving tzedakah, and your kids could get, you know, they could get told no sometimes. They know that not everything comes to them and all that. So then, okay, so it's a good thing. But that's pretty difficult. You're right. If someone's living with millions and millions of dollars, and it's a very hard nesayon. So what's better? Question. Not to get those millions and millions of dollars, or get it and hold yourself back?
No, it's a choice.
Then he's making automatic. Okay, so you have to keep on working on yourself. Once you have it, just keep working on yourself. You look around the world and look what atzlacha means. But someone that lived with that lifestyle was matzliach. No. Because no, you want to be matzliach. You want to be matzliach, and you want to have the money. You want to support Torah. No, Adira Torah.
The Gemara says that the man thank God that they made him rich.
Are you going to Adira Torah? I'm just curious.
Adrab, the Gemara says that when they became the Rosh Hashiva, they made him rich. The Kohen Gadol, they made him rich. Me'echov.
Yeah, it is the Indian to have money that he doesn't have to come on to other people.
No, rich they made him.
What does rich mean? What do you think?
Whatever rich means. It means more.
They wasn't Meshuvah to other people. Like this.
They made him richer than anyone.
Yeah, I'm saying. So Akapanim. So I'm saying, look what Tavis Amalman can do. Tavis Amalman breaks families. Right here. Her type of a few dollars broke her whole shit, the whole future, right? What? She knew she was. They were paying her. They were going to pay her good bucks, and that's what happened. And that's why she broke her whole marriage. You see this? That people get for kishif and they make a few dollars, and all of a sudden they think the world's coming for them. Their marriage all of a sudden goes down because they're not anymore meshubet to anything. There's no guidelines. So. Again, I'm not telling you, so maybe make, you know what I mean, make a few dollars. Don't worry. Can billionaire you're not becoming?
Nope.
Okay, yeah. This is pretty good. It's masculine. Okay, yeah. Yes. So we get to it. So we're saying, so that's why they came right away with the money. Because they were worried that she was going to back out. But Yashneyu al Bekash, she put him to sleep on her knees. Vatikyala ish, vatigalach Hashem machlafos. Roshay vatochel anoyse vayasa kocha me'olav. What happened over there? The only way to turn him over was to convince him was to give him chiva. So she put him on her knees. And he went to sleep. He fell asleep over there. And over there, she decided that they were going to cut off the hair, but the galach. And they cut off the hair. And the kayach left him. So what happened? What was the kayach? And he woke up. He thought, you know what? He's going to get out. He didn't realize that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was taken away from him. Vehzu plishtim grabbed him by Yinakus Einov. It's a pachad. And they poked out his eyes. Vayudu Oise Azaza. They brought him down to Azaza. Vayasru Banachushtayim Vayitoichim Besasurim. They put him into jail. So look how quick they were such. I mean, they had no feelings, obviously. Well, he killed that many, so it makes sense. And they brought him down to Azaza. What's the Azaza? Zakti Gemara and Saita. Shimshin Tchilas Kilkuloi Ba'aza. The beginning of his Kilkul was in Aza. Lafikach Laka Ba'aza. That's why he was Laka Ba'aza. Vayeh Shimshin Timnasa. Vayeh Isha B'Timnasa. Tchilas Kilkuloi Me'er. Yeah, go, what?
I didn't see.
Over there.
Previously.
Yeah.
It's going back to the beginning.
Yeah, beginning. Vayeh Vayachal Sa'ar Yoshe L'Tzameach Kashagulach. And then his Sa'ar started growing back. But I can put him right now. He's left without eyes. They had him in jail. You can imagine the matzah that's going through Shimshon, that by mistake he lost himself and he gave in once, and that's it. He lost his whole kayach. Hashem, Shtar, Me'olav. Okay.